up to Lamed Zayin, from what the Rambam told me. In Mutter Lotzeis V'Shabbos, Avatay Yadayin Nikraim Guntish, that you're allowed to go outside with gloves. V'yesh Mishemach V'lahatzir Sh'yitzparim V'er Shabbos Avatay Yadayin Shel V'abushav. Sometimes you have to go ahead and you have to attach it to your code or to something like that. Shakashim and Kesha Shachayama Yofe Meruri Lachos Shadvarav. Now, we're talking about the issue is that the problem is if you're possibly going to take them off and carry them into Shadvarav, like many other things. Now, what they say is that in a very cold climate where if you take it off, your hands will freeze. And it'd be bizarre, then we're not so worried about that, and it's considered a malbush, and that's fine. If you just put it on for yofi or something, then that would be an issue. Or if if you're in the middle of the winter, you're allowed to keep them on, so to be earmuffs, things like that, which, you know, if you don't have them, it's going to be bizarre, so that would be okay. Hayotze b'shabes patalish inim tziyatis kilchasa, someone who goes out with a talus, which is not that proper tzitzis on it, he's chayiv because it's tzitzis. He's considered that he's carrying tzitzis. So like we said, anything which is miutar, anything which is extra on a beged, which you don't is not, you know, sort of you're carrying it. Yeah, but you're carrying it. For example, even if it's a tofur, like the post can talk about the extra buttons in the bottom of your shirt. Moshe Rishon Mazal says that it is a problem. It's a machlokes.
As if you want a regular talus with tzitzis.
Right.
Right. If I remember correctly, as a
tshuva
that just
stands
putting it on
regularly,
it's not a bag, it's a
strip
of problem.
Right, right. So, we'll get to that. Since these strings are choshev, that's the thing. If the strings are choshev, the diet to aleh, ashi yashiv, you say tzitzis, and your das is, you want to make tzitzis, then they're not considered part of the beged. Something which is obviously, if it's tied on and it's not chasher, if it's extra string, things like that, you don't have to worry about that. But if it's tied inside on properly, we should aim but treles. Even though nowadays we don't have treles, so maybe we don't whatever. Mutter lotzeis b'Shabbos, you're allowed to go out on Shabbos. Kila. You have these strings which tie it up or whatever, tighten it. You're allowed to put them on and go out to Rishusarabin. Unlike by tzitzis, these ritzuos are not considered a masoik, because they're not chosher, if they answer, they're part of the begging. You need to cinch your clothes. That even though you don't use them to tie it up, but there's extra strings, it's a yofi, whatever it is, don't worry about it. If you have a gartel, right, with all the extra strings at the end, that's not considered choshev, that's part of the gartel. If they're like silk, something special, then they're choshev. But also, if you don't use it to tie up the shoe, whatever, tie up the extra strings, if they're fancy, if they're for yofi, so then, if to make it look nice, then if you don't use them, then it might be a problem. Let's say a piece of the beged tears off and it's hanging off. Kulon lulos, you have fasteners, things like that, or a button which is hanging partially off. Ve'enu choshev. Then, mutulatzis bo. If you have a button half hanging off, don't worry about it. Ve'enu choshev, if it's like a decoration on the beged, which really makes the beged, then also latzis bo. Then it's also to go out with it. Kovashu mispashit lahalam mirosho tefach, a hat which sticks out from a person's head, a tefach. Also, hanicha barosha afilu babayis is even also to wear it in the house, mishum oil, because of oil. This is a controversial halacha because it's one of the things people actually don't know about.
We know about it, but the minute is not to follow
the halacha. So, to give you the coolest on this, to explain, there is talk about, first of all, there's a halacha we're showing you about what the tam is. Some say it's because of masui, Rashi says it's because of oil arai. So it's only the Rabbanon in the first place. It's only the Rabbanon. It's only the Rabbanon. Two, it has to be, which is something which is hard, which is hard, that it makes
stiff.
Stiff or hard, right? The third is that also it has to be made for. They say it's only have to be makbid if it's made for sale. Yeah, because then all the place came out. So what about our hats, right? Now, if you're wearing a hat, nowadays it's more of a style to have a small brim, so you don't have to worry. You don't have to worry about it. But in the big brims, so then it's made for kavod. It's not made for shielding your face from sun and rain or something like that. Not be karon. It may if it's agav, it's rabbanon. If it's agav,
so baseball hat.
Oh, so this is. I had a discussion with Ravil last night about baseball hats. I heard many years ago baseball hats are a problem. Because you're wearing it, that depends. If you're wearing it because, you know, you want to show off the Yankees or the, you know, the Lakers, whatever it is. You know, so then, you know, that's your style, so fine. You know, you're wearing it for that. But if you're wearing it because it's a hot day out and you want to shield for, it gets into an issue. There are kulas, and I'll explain the kulas, more kulas in a second. Right, so the other kula which is brought down is that it's slanted. Now, it was a little unclear what it means slanted. I always look at the slanted means slanted back. Like, a person wears his hat, like, sort of slanted up. That's not oil, but oil is something which goes straight. It could be if it's also slanted far down. It's harder because it blocks your eyes. But, if it's slanted, you know, it's only if it goes out straight. So, with the baseball hat, if you go ahead and slant it down, or you wear it a bit back and you slant it up, then that would take care of the issue. So too with the hat, it would take care of the issue. The other thing I would just bring, although I don't know if everyone, you know, it's just the ha'ara, but this is my ha'ara, I don't know, you'd have to look into it, is the, you know, the recent raincoats which cover the hat also. So, one ha'ara I have on it is that if your kavanah is to you don't want your hat to be protected, it's fine. It's okay. But if you go ahead and the Ragnar Vrom says that if ask for Shiloh about they used to wear have a hat and put their tonos on top of their hat. In a small hat, not like a big hat, but they used to be in Europe, they used to have like a beret, I don't know, whatever it is, a cap, and they used to put the tonos over it. Because they had a bigger kippah, I don't know exactly. And so you see, so some people are machmir that because it's since it, you know, one thing is with this oil is derabbanan because those have mechitzas. Right, we'll get into the whole oil and umbrellas and stuff, whatever, later. But here it makes mechitzas. So yes, he says it's for kavod, or he says it's like he has different kulas. So the question is, if you take this big hood and you put it over your hat and your kavana is to shield you from rain, so then I'm just pointing out that you know it could be. Again, if the Rabbanon is probably fine and not, you know, whatever, but a person could think that if he's just protecting his hat, that's fine, but if he wants to use it like, I have an umbrella, and your hat goes straight out, tefach, and you have and you put a cover over it, and it now has mechitzas, you get into a possible shayla, it's better, like, you know, than Magiravagarav said, to put it a little bit slanted, something like that, because then you avoid all these issues, but again, talking about the Rabbanon, and it's not the minute, you know, no one has to worry. I'm just pointing out something to think about.
That's it, it's really not the minute.
Yeah.
It's the bottom line.
You know, like I said, it's Rabbanan, and then Rosh Hashanah, and the other Rishon, I don't know, whatever. Let's say it's for Shabbos, or Kovash, Shabbarosho. Also, the Hagim, but you are allowed to go out with a hat on your head, which is to protect. The hat doesn't mean to shield you, to shade your eyes, means you don't want the sun burning on your head. The wind will blow it off. But you shouldn't wear a hat out. So you have to be sure the hat is pulled down well enough in your head that the wind's not going to blow it off. It's not just balancing on your head. It fits on your head. And you have a fido merosho. Oshu kosher b'ritzua tachas girono, or you have a strap. The hachi leka lamecha shlemidi. Person should try to be makpid on this. Hamotzi tefillin b'shabbos b'zayin. Let's say you see tefillin lying outside in the street. Makmash ein mishtarim. It's out in the outside in the street or something like that. Inyesh sakana shigrosh b'shoni have tefillin. If there's a sakana that if you wear tefillin, you know, evavoy mechasa b'holochpo, then he should. He should put them on and cover them because really you shouldn't cover them because it should be a malbush, but you have to cover them, put them on, cover them and go. If they have like tefillin mitzvahs, so people think that you can tell it's tefillin. Make sure it's yachol or lavshan, and they're all retired, so you can go ahead and you can wear them. Mechnisin zug zug derech levisha shechnisin kulam. Then you wear it and bring it inside, and that's okay. And how you rabbin? Shall yasmi galavshan mechnisin zug zug. You find a whole pile of tefillin. I don't know what's going on over there. But kopanim, you can't put. You're not going to do zug zug yachshich aleim al laila biyavim because of cover the tefillin. Then you should just stay there till the rest of Shabbos and watch them. In yari lahashik may listing, but if you don't want to wait there because it's not your neighborhood, malichim pachas in Abrahamos. You pick them all up, go pachas to Abrahamos, which are the Carmelites. B'diavad is mutter for tzarech. Even mishusarabim, if it's big the tzarech, it's even mishusarabim. Or you do like even with the Korban Pesach with the Kohanim that they would stand in a line and hand the kalim to the Mizbeach to throw the blood. Everyone would just stand in the line and do a handoff, and therefore, you know, it's only the Rabbanon and the Makom Kavod, then you'd be allowed to do it. They bring in also the issues about wearing something which is, if it's not a mitzvah, stop wearing something which is not a mitzvah for you. For example, a woman who wants to go out wearing a talis, right? On Shabbos would be a problem. It's not the derech for a woman to wear a talis, so it's not it's considered a masui. Even though Yeshchokim is there, but we have to, even so put it, that's almost Shabbat tefillin, just put it on. Oh, we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos, and therefore that's considered a masuri unless it's a b'bizayim. A multi sefer Torah b'sada. You're out in the sada and you see a sefer Torah lying there, chas v'shalom. In eno shas takana, if it's not shas takana, yoyishim v'shamar, just sit there and watch it till the end. I'm actually chalav. You have to sit there till the end of Shabbos. I can't tell you.
Why don't we do the same thing
we
just said about?
So let's see. If it's masukin, then you're allowed to leave it. If you're showing yordim, but let's say it's not masukin, but it's raining. Misatif ba'or v'chayizem mechasel. So you take the sefer Torah and you wrap it around your body, which might take a while, but you wrap it around your body derech malbush. Because it's even though it's a shtickle design for the Sefer Torah, but it's going to get ruined, which is worse. So you're allowed to wrap it around your body, and I don't know if you have to wrap
the Torah around the body, or you're wrapping the Torah with leather.
Miss, I hardly understood that you wrap it because it's derech malbush. I don't think there's no point. But Miss Atif Ba'or. You're wearing it. You're not leaving it out in the sada. You're not just covering it. You put it on. I don't know if it means you have to go ahead and unwrap the whole Sefer Torah. Maybe you do a few times and like keep it some malbush. It could be it's enough. But that's he says. Hit the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is hitrul lis atef to wrap it around himself. Chozer misatef v'begodim elamalav and nichnas, and you can go ahead and whatever. Someone wants to come and he's save his stuff from the lake. He should wear whatever he can, 10 things, whatever. It's like, some people do on the airplane. They don't have room in their suitcase, so they wear 5 coats and 2 hats, whatever, and so they don't have to pack things. Someone whose clothing gets wet, you can walk and they don't have to worry about schita. You should not take your wet socks and dry them out. It looks like you washed them on Shabbos. keeps on the Shabbos. Obviously, a coat, you're allowed to hang a wet coat up because everyone hangs their coats up. But to like spread it over or something would be a problem. But if you just hang it up in a hanger or something, it doesn't look like you want.
Yeah, you don't put it on the clothesline.
Yeah, don't put it on the clothesline. But I'd say a coat is. But if you take your socks and hang it over a chair or something, then that looks like you washed it. Feel the chazvi chadar v'shein shamroim also. Below also el shatcha b'shabbes. Well, im shatcha b'shabbes kelim chubasim. Right before Shabbos, you hang out stuff. Eino chayv l'salchon b'Shabbos. You don't have to go ahead and take them off on Shabbos with the marasayin. That's it's only marasayin. It's enough that they're before Shabbos. And whether the muktzah or not is a different issue. If they're used on Shabbos, it could be the machlok is whether they're muktzah. Begadim v'shruyim b'mayim. What time did we start? Okay, another 5 minutes. Let's just do begadim v'shruyim b'mayim. Begadim v'shruyim b'mayim. Also, the nagum samach la'esh. You can't dry them. Put them next to your platter or something like that, or your blech, to dry them off. Hagav also the thousand Hashem yoda they schita. They're very wet. You shouldn't even pick them up because you might come to schita. Who shemakpin al meimav? But that's only if you want the water. But also leilach b'shav. We'll get into the hill of schita at a different point. Also leilach b'shav is not mishiyuchal lahachlik v'lipol b'mayim. You should not walk in a place where you might be able to fall into the water. Shemi yishu kelev. The schita. A person should be careful not to walk right on the edge of a pool or something like that. Right on the edge or on a very narrow, tightrope over water or whatever it is. Because if he falls in, he might come to go ahead and to get wet. If he gets wet, Stop walking. If he's walking, stop. But if he can't put himself, he's poshea. Put himself in a situation where he might come to get wet and do schita. It's even if they're very sweaty, it's one of these hot days and they're just soaking wet, you still shouldn't hang them out. Stopping on them by aluntis, very much if stopping like a rook, same towel, mivia biyodo, are you allowed to carry it? You're allowed to pick it up. You're not worried you're going to come to squeeze out the towel. And it's not talking about taking it out, holding a wet towel. Even though it's talking about very wet, then we're not choshes you're going to go ahead and squeeze it. But if you give it to the goyim in the bathhouse or whatever, so they're choshes they're going to go ahead and squeeze out the water, and that would be an issue. Mutter lichos yada b'har menar b'Shabbos you have to wash your hands in the nar. Vashal yotzi mimayim shalayim because you have water on the chutz milanar arba amos because it's carrying. You have to shake your hands up. Extra water again is carrying. Yotzi mepishta l'sarach b'tzemer menupas v'roshi b'alei chataltim. People have to wrap their face for acne or something like that. Here's not in the garden of acne or other types of sores and things, whatever. And they put on some sort of wrap on it. It was motor. I mean, it's not tzvam with krachon when you wrap it around and you put it on. Or you put it on b'yom b'yom. But if you just stick it on, if it looks, but it says if it's tzvam lanoi, it looks something that looks nice. Then it's like a marble. If it just looks like a piece of gauze, then that would be a problem. Let's put on before Shabbos. Multi losses when it's seven shatolim b'tzavar in sheishlo maka biyodo b'zro. You're allowed to go out with it with a sling or things like that. Hein b'smartutim he was begging baloy krukim al yado etzva sheishlo maka. You're allowed to go ahead if your hands wrapped in gauze or things like that. You're allowed to go out on Shabbos because they're not considered they're a katashi because you have a maka, so therefore it's what you wear. If you have a wound, this is what you wear on a wound. You wear these things. Unless it's something weird, like I said before, pishtan, tzarek, whatever, but if a regular bandage or a sling or things like that, cast, anything like that, it's called a mabush for someone who is ill, sick, or with a wound, and say, there will stop. Okay. Sorry,